Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to the Christmas Spectacular.
Merry Christmas
the
to you.
The Quiztacular for Christmas. There you go. That's
here's
us.
Here's to our first series.
Oh, that's a pint of Bailey's that's going down very well there. That's
second
lovely.
Second of the day for you. It's quite slow, actually.
Still only 10 a.m. So, thanks for joining us at this beautiful special time of year. And for our Christmas Quiztacular, we are going to, we're going to talk about board games.
That's so seasonal.
Oh, it's unbelievably seasonal.
Yeah. Gather the family around, roast some chestnuts.
Oh, and have a quiz.
Set up a board.
Have a
to
quiz.
Play a game.
Look at the...
And then someone has to puzzle out the rules and everyone else leaves the room.
Then you fall out and you're all drunk. So that's coming up. And we will also be chatting to some guests and doing
just generally
a special...
having a bit of a Christmas shindig.
Just having a Christmas quiz as well. Yeah. Amanda's set us a Christmas quiz.
Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho, there she is, spreading joy
you
wherever she goes.
You're too hard on yourself.
She's calling you ho, you see?
Oh, it's not for the first time.
So. No, it's fine. Anyway, lots coming up, but first this. So, Christmas board games and quizzing. So to me, Christmas was the time where I had a captive audience of the rest of my family and I could make them quiz with me.
Yeah.
My dad was always very keen on that.
Mm.
And my mum and my sister would tolerate it.
Reluctant.
Yes. But I absolutely loved playing Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, yeah.
And that to me was the, because everything else was a bit complicated, whereas Trivial Pursuit, you just sat down, you were ready.
Yeah, it was one of those things that you were surprised no one had come up with it before.
Yeah.
A straightforward, self-explanatory quiz game.
Yeah. Perfect. Just perfect in its
for
simplicity.
All the family.
Because we did have other, quiz show tie-in board games.
Yeah.
And in fact, I know we had one that will make you desperately jealous because we had the Telly Addicts. Noel's Telly Addicts. Not only have you never been on Telly Addicts, Jen, but you didn't even
And I never will.
I know, I know. This is absolute tragedy.
It gives me real, you know,
I did look,
ennui
though,
about life.
On eBay. Well, I know, but you know what? This is why you need to reboot the format with yourself at the helm.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
Yeah, let's pitch that.
Let's I do think that. Be, so you won't just thing. Be in it. You'll be on it every single week.
Imagine
that. That'd be great.
And you could be the little person who pops up on the TV, the black and white.
Yeah.
The guy from The Archers. Yeah, he's Brian Archer. Yeah, the guy who plays right. Brian Archer.
I would also like to remember the Blockbusters tie-in game.
We did have that.
Yeah.
Because there's Blockbusters and there's Junior Blockbusters.
Oh.
There was a junior. There was a period from sort of late 80s through to the mid 90s where everything had to have a junior version.
Yeah,
so it was
junior
Scrabble, which I felt quite patronised to be bought.
Yes.
But you know what? They're just words. I can play grown-up Scrabble.
Yeah. Well, and the only difference was that they didn't have all the double and triple letters and stuff, wasn't it? Which is just rubbish.
Yeah.
No, they still make junior teaching those. And they make junior Monopoly. Tactics. And you go, junior Monopoly. Look, it's capitalism, bitch. Just get on board, right?
Yeah. Junior Cluedo, there was no murder, but... Yes. That's literally what kids liked about Cluedo.
I know, absolute rubbish. And Junior Blockbusters, you couldn't ask for a pee because it was too rude. I've made that up. In our house, you weren't allowed to say, "Can I have a pee, please?" because my mum thought that was very rude.
It meant very little to us up in the north.
Oh, really?
We have a wee, we don't have a pee.
So do we in the south. That wasn't a north south
pee. Pee's not, it is now.
Yeah, I think it was an American...
But it's less of a thing.
I think it was an American thing, because we never said
back in the 80s, back in the heyday of Blockbusters.
But that was a good one, although it very much relied on you to do a lot of the heavy lifting, didn't it? Because you had to put your own hexagons in.
Yeah, that's why I think it had a very short shelf... Well, it had a long shelf life in our house.
Yes, in the...
Because it was literally on the shelf.
Exactly,
and you opened the cupboard to look at the board games, and it was like...
No. Because you were always at...
That was just one step easier than Mousetrap.
Oh, God, yeah, no, Mousetrap. My kids asked for Mousetrap this year.
But that's the best thing about Mousetrap is actually just setting it up. The playing of it is no fun. Setting it up and taking it apart and setting it up and take that.
I know,
that's
the problem is, though, if you have children, then they get you to set it up and they go off and do something else. And then by the time you've set it up, then they've lost interest. Yeah. It's very irritating.
But what I
always found, I don't know about you, is if you had any spin-off, and this still happens to this day, if you get a spin-off board game, you just end up getting the questions and reading the questions and not bothering with the gameplay.
Yeah, because they've had to sort of... amend and truncate the proper gameplay to make it playable, in which case...
Well, even with Trivial Pursuit, we got to the point where we were...
Just get the question. That's... In our family, because pretty much everyone in our family is a bit of a quiz buffoon.
Yes.
to some level or another. I mean, Trivial Pursuit got worn out very quickly and it turned into a memory test, not a knowledge test.
Yeah.
So we would have quizzes, and they would have to be pure quizzes. And I always wondered when I was a kid, because my granddad was the best quizzer in the family, why he was never on the teams. He sorted the teams out. He did the draw for the teams, or the seeding or whatever. He kept the score. He read the questions. He did the timing. Now I'm an adult and I've tried to play those games with my family. I know exactly why, because he was the best, so everyone kicked off. It's not fair if she's on...
So it's not fair
if I'm on a particular team.
Yeah.
And it kicks off and then... they always, to be honest, any game in our family ends up in shouting.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And I thought maybe, when I was a kid, I thought, this is normal. And I thought, well, it is because we've got teenagers. My aunties and uncles were teenagers. I was a little kid. And, everyone's got slightly fractious. And maybe it's just... It's kids and adults mixing, and it's never going to work. When you're grown up, you can have sophisticated Christmas.
No,
it's even worse now. It is even worse. So now I've taken on at Christmas, I am the quiz master.
Yeah.
Because otherwise selfless. It really will kick off. But it means someone else further, the second best or second most notorious quizzer in our family then gets the, of course you'll win because she's on your team. I think it's probably now my mum is the... is the one who gets buffeted about like that.
Oh,
but
really?
She's quite gracious
the star prize
about it.
At Christmas,
and everyone else will.
I know. I was quite pleased when I got married, and I realised that my husband and I were compatible because his family were just as competitive and obsessive about quizzing and, you know, making it fair and rules.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always think at Christmas, those really hard quizzes that they have in the papers.
Yes.
Because I'd never, you know, when I was a kid, my mum and dad took the Mail, which never had like really super hard. And then I, again, with my husband's family, who are a little bit posher, and they have like the Telegraph, or like when I was at university, the Guardian, and you go,
Christmas quiz. Brilliant.
Yes,
well, and particularly at Christmas, you do get like the quiz of the year, so that's always really good. Those are always excellent revision.
Yes, well,
for
there
your
you
quiz
go.
Syllabus.
So this time of year, guys, eyes down. Don't have any fun. Just fall out with your families about quizzes.
It's fun and it's harrowing at the same time.
Yes,
and that's
the story of my life.
Proven to make your memory a little bit sharper.
The terror.
Just the horror.
Yeah,
the horror.
The awfulness. Well, yes, it's whatever you're playing this Christmas, guys, then enjoy it, be harmonious, be peaceful. And if you can't be, then let us know about it. Let's hear about your worst quizzing rows at Christmas. If we can help sort it out,
we can be your family quiz agony aunts.
That would be great. Take it to arbitration, take it to us. Right, it is time for, well, it would normally be our listener quiz, but actually, because it's a Christmas special, our producer Amanda is not only being our quiz mistress, she's also a quiz sitterer.
I've done my best. I've done my very best. It's my Christmas gift to you. Because I didn't get you anything
else. The greatest gift of all.
So not Lego's the greatest gift
of all. No, you're right. But then second to that is a lovely Christmas quiz. So shall we test our buzzers? This is going to be mine.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Nice.
Very nice.
This is mine.
Merry Christmas.
That was me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Because it's this Christmas quiz, we thought we would have a look at Fleetwit, our great friends at Fleetwit, and see what kind of categories there are, see what kind of questions there are. So Amanda, you have compiled a special Christmas Fleetwit quiz.
Yeah, I have. So every it's different categories, but obviously every question has a Christmas tinge. It's a bit like the Christmas sort of version of Trivial Pursuits, really.
Nice.
Instead of selecting a category, we're just gonna be
selecting for us.
So fingers on buzzers. Here we go. Christmas category number one is history. Which popular Christmas item was invented by London sweet maker Tom Smith?
Christmas.
Jenny.
The Christmas cracker.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
in pop?
Ooh.
Which Cliff Richard single was at number one over Christmas in the UK? Lucy.
Mistletoe and Wine.
Yes, correct. One all.
Is that back to the Christmas number ones quiz that we did?
Yes, finally I've revised. Too late.
And also, it's not Christmas without a mention of Cliff Richard as well. So, the Christmas star poinsettia originates from, is it A, Cuba, B, China?
Merry Christmas.
Jenny.
Mexico.
Correct.
God, that was good. I'm impressed.
Question number four, science. Which scientist associated with the laws of motion was born on Christmas Day?
Merry Christmas.
Lucy, you're in there first.
It was Isaac Newton.
Yes, it is. Fantastic. Two all. So this is for the...
Oh, Christmas.
This is for the...
Ship. The this Christmas is, jumper.
Well, you win Christmas.
Oh, yeah, so, nice. Yeah.
Brilliant. That's a great prize.
Okay. In movies, in the 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life, what is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel?
Merry Christmas.
Jenny.
Clarence.
I need the full name.
Really?
Mm.
Oh,
that's what I've got in front of me.
Oh, that's not fair. No,
I'll be honest. You're going to get this because, well, Clarence,
the cross-eyed lion.
What have I heard of a? Oh, it'd be lovely to steal this though, wouldn't it? Clarence Clarrington.
Oh, that was you know, I can see where you're coming from, Clarion Angels,
it was
but
a bit, it was a bit going to be a bit Father Tadonctious, really.
Yeah.
Naming things.
It's Clarence Oddbody.
Ah, Clarence Oddbody. Yeah, that can I get half a point?
Well, why don't we just? I've got one more question, and it's a general knowledge.
Hey.
Which colourful and much sung about Christmas character was invented by American ad writer Robert L. May in 1913? And that's Lucy.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Correct! Lucy's won Christmas.
Woo, I win Christmas. I tell you what, though, because it's Christmas, I'm going to share it with all of you. Each and every one. God bless us, each and every one. All have a bit of Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this, our Christmas Quiztacular.
Christmas special.
And I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas and, or, you know, not, but...
Or whatever you're
an
celebrating.
An interesting one, a funny one, or indeed
have
any
a wonderful,
holiday.
Have a wonderful few days off work.
Yep. And do use it to brush up on your quizzing, fall out with your families and do all of those things. Jenny, do you have a Christmas message for the listeners?
My Christmas message is just... enjoy these couple of days of spending time with your nearest and dearest. And while you're at it, there are plenty of great TV Christmas specials on.
Ah.
Some of them. Some of them including ridiculous fancy dress costumes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's quite spectacular what they've done with me this year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so look out for the Vixen at Christmas. The Christmas vixen, the crixen, if you will.
Well, vixen is one of the reindeer in
Yes, that's right. Or could be a clue. Could be a clue. Anyway, thank you so much for listening all of this year. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. And we will see you very early in 2019 for more Fingers on Buzzers.
See you next year.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.